Hello and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the U Up podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. It's so good to be back here with you, Jordana. We love these Sunday specials, right?
Always, always so much fun. Again, we love having the raw materials, primary sources, as they used to call them when we would do DBQs.
Yes. This is like one of those things that, and listen, if you're new here, because these are very shareable, so we're hoping someone shared this with you. We get an email from a listener and they send us the screenshots and we read them out and we got the raw material. We can see, just as you said, the primary, what is it?
Primary source.
And we can read through it and we can dissect and we can figure out what's going on here. It's a deal reveal. So if you're listening right now and you haven't shared it, this is the one to share because it's a bite-sized version. It's the aperitif to get someone hooked. This is the sample outside of the food court. We're sitting out there with our toothpicks and our little U-Up sandwiches.
Exactly, inviting you to buy the entire Costco bite or whatever.
That's right. So make sure you get subscribed, make sure you share U-Up podcast. Right. At Betches.com, if you want to send anything in, if you have your own screenshot situation you want figured out, UUP at Betches.com.
And if you're liking what you're hearing, if you feel like you love U Up and you want more, don't forget to subscribe to U Up with Benefits, both on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. And it's $2.99 a month. You get two bonus episodes, all the episodes a day early, ad-free. It's a great way to support the show. Jared, are you okay? It looks like you just hit your arm.
I hit my elbow, and then I was like, don't say anything, because Jordana's trying to get us our $3.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I hit my funny bone. Yeah, we're working for it. So, but listen, I think that's a great deal. You get two extra podcasts a month. You get ad-free episodes, and they come out a day early. Like, and you can do it right from the comfort of your phone. There's a little extra button on the Apple Podcast app. On Spotify, you have to search You Up with Benefits, and it'll pop up there, and you can subscribe. And it's just and these episodes, these bonus ones, they're personal. We're kind of giving each other advice. So it's a fun little turn. We turn the dial a little bit to the right on those episodes.
Yeah. If you've ever wondered what dumb shit Mike and I fight about, you're about to hear all about it once I clear that with him.
If you're wondering, once we get the side off. And if you're wondering about, single Jared in the city.
To do a male version of Sex in the City. Starring,
it would be a lot of eating and then coming home and masturbating alone. But it'd be
that's so you're Miranda.
I'm the Miranda. Yeah, that's right. There's always one. I'm doing some live shows too. Richmond, Virginia, Mohegan Sun, Baltimore, Maryland, Magoobies, Chicago. I added one more show. DC, New York, Austin, Boston, Dallas, and there's more to come. Jaredfree.com. Let's hit it. You ready?
Let's get into it. All right.
Okay.
So we've got an email. Do you want to read the email and then we'll do the text?
Sure.
Okay.
Is there still hope for a relationship later on, or is he just letting her down easy? I mean, anything can happen. Let's start with that. You shouldn't count
on anything. So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, right. But to live in a world where you're counting on anything happening is not you're not really living life at that point.
Yeah, but we need to play the game of odds. Let's read the email.
Jordana and Jared. I was recently a bridesmaid in my best friend's wedding where I met a groomsman, groom's best friend, and hit it off. The bride and groom had wanted us to meet for a while, but he didn't know that, just me.
I like how she's like the bride and groom. Like, I'm sure the groom didn't really care that much.
What do you mean?
I feel like she's like the bride and groom really wanted us to meet. Yeah. I feel like it was like, I do this with Mike all the time where I'm like, we should totally set her up with like X. And he's like, do you have to do this?
Yeah. This ruins my life. Yeah.
Right. She's like, but the bride and groom were very excited.
Of course. Well, also,
that was my
not to blame the emailer for being double delusional, but like he doesn't give a shit. But also, he didn't know. Just me. He knows. Guys talk about this stuff too. Like the idea that like you're the only one that knew the bride and groom wanted you to get together is a little far fetched for me.
Right. I agree. I think that like people are selective with what they tell each of the setup parties. People. And yeah. Oftentimes I've heard this too in setups where someone is like, I'm not really looking to be set up, but like if there's like a gathering, like I'll meet them there.
Sure. And then sometimes you get in a position where the other person's like, oh, they're going to meet you at the gathering. And you're like, is this a...
It's not what I said, right?
Yeah. It's like, this is a huge game of telephone, like where everyone's emotions are at stake.
Totally.
She writes, I was sparkling all weekend. What does that mean? I need... Jordana, when I read this email before we started, okay, the first two sentences, I was like, okay, she thinks she knows too much in this situation. And now she writes, I was sparkling all weekend.
I've never heard anyone use that to describe themselves, but
good
if
for
I
her.
Had to guess, I would say she means like she's like on her like A game. She's probably getting her hair and makeup done. She's in the in the wedding. She's like excited to be there. She's on her game. That's how I would interpret it. But maybe she means she had a sparkly fucking dress. I don't know.
This is the worst bridesmaid to have in your wedding. Can you imagine?
Yeah, the wedding was amazing. I looked great. I was so beautiful.
The bride was okay, but I was sparkling.
I was glowing.
Yeah. How did she look? Me? No, the bride. No, well, I was sparkling. So, okay. I was sparkling all weekend, and he sought me out to chat before parting ways. The next day, I added him on IG, and he slid into my DMs to give me his number. We made date plans for that Wednesday, but at the spur of the moment, met for drinks Monday night. Date two Ooh. Proceeded on Wednesday, and during both, we had nonstop easy and a little deep conversation sprinkled with laughter. I turned... I love this person. Just
sprinkled with laughter.
Just the emotional masturbation to this meeting. And it, listen, totally understandable. You're the best friend of the bride. He's the best friend of the groom. You met in this like, you didn't hook up at a wedding. You're like dating after the wedding. All of this like tracks as far as like meeting of two people that could hit it off.
Totally.
For a real relationship. So I understand the idea of like, I was sparkling, sprinkled with laughter.
Sprinkled with laughter.
Peppered with fun, you know, like glittered with jokes. Yeah, like I understand the...
Just the right kick of a good time.
Exactly. I turned... Okay, so here we go. During both, we had nonstop, easy, and a little deep conversation sprinkled with laughter. I turned down a kiss after date two because we agreed to take it slow since our paths will continue to cross due to our now married friends. We made plans for date three that Saturday, a 4.5-hour picnic. No kiss.
Oh my God.
But by the end, I was definitely smitten. I mean, I got to be kissing at this point. Jordana.
Right. At this point, this seems like almost like... I mean, we haven't even read the text, but if I'm him, I'm thinking like, I have to marry her or we're exactly. not kissing.
Exactly. And the idea that you can't ignore. Sometimes dating people is like walking up to a mountain. When you see it from far away, you're like, oh, I could climb that mountain. And then the more you get closer and closer, you're like, I ain't fucking climbing this thing.
Right.
And this is kind of the situation.
Are really elevated.
Totally. So right. We've made plans for date three, that Saturday 4.5-hour picnic. No kiss. But by the end, I was definitely smitten. Like, no kiss, but I'm definitely into it. Like, you've been on three dates. Like, out. I mean, okay.
You can have a kiss without it being like, okay.
But also,
I'm not. Platonic-ish, I guess.
But also, do what you want. Like, I know okay. we sound like yeah. we're, like, forcing this person into, like... no, you can do whatever you want, but just don't be surprised that the other person opts out of what you want. That's okay.
Right.
Okay, so... Again, continue convo and laughs the entire time. Between dates, texting all day, each day, and a couple FaceTimes. Originally, he was bringing a date to the wedding, someone who he had been seeing for a few months. Things ended, and she canceled the night before the wedding. He was embarrassed and also disappointed, and he's not the type to bring someone he wasn't serious about to his friend's wedding. On Monday, following the date three, the Saturday prior, he sent me the three attached screenshots. My question now, is there a glimmer of hope for something to continue once he's had time to process, or should I completely abandon ship? So she kind of confuses the timelining a little bit. If I can re-explain, mm-hmm. they go on these three dates, and then she's saying before the wedding, so they meet at the wedding, they exchange DMs, they go on the three dates pretty quickly after the wedding, but before the wedding, he was going to bring a date and someone he'd been seeing, and they ended and she canceled the night before the wedding.
Right. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15. 50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she's returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So this is what gets us into our texts. So okay, I'll be so him, you be her.
Right.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
I'm a very straight up and honest person, and this is never an easy message to send, but it's worse to delay, so I'm just going to do it. I've really enjoyed getting to know you more over the past week or so. It's been a lot of smiles and fun, and I have nothing but positive thoughts about it. But after Saturday, I really did some reflection about myself and what I felt in our interactions. And the truth of the matter is that I just don't have the feelings necessary to progress this in a romantic manner. I know there was the moment after dinner the other night. And for that, I apologize. What is that?
She said early. Remember, she said that he tried to kiss her and she turned down the kiss.
Oh, she did.
Remember, she writes that early on. Oh. She writes like, because they're going to see each other.
I turned down a kiss after day two because we're, yes. Okay.
So I assume that's
apologizing for that. Okay.
I assume that's what he's referring to.
Okay. I know there was the moment after dinner the other night, and for that, I again apologize. I just know that it was a quick transition from one relationship to starting another, and I'm just not ready for that yet. I need some time to reset myself and get my mind right. You did nothing wrong and are an absolute sweetheart. I just didn't want to lead you along or portray feelings that I just haven't been having. I hope you are cool with remaining friends as we discuss. I'm sure we'll cross paths, and I hope that you still have that same smile on your face in those instances.
I really appreciate you being honest, and I could kind of sense this. I will be honest, I'm a little disappointed because I was hopeful, but that's nothing you did wrong. I didn't want to be a replacement, so I respect you being upfront. I had fun with you, so I hope things will be easy going when/if our paths cross again. I'm sure it didn't help that I came on strong and knew more about you than you did me. I'm not waiting around I'm not waiting around as an option, and I'm thankful for your friendship, but if things ever change, I'd be interested in hanging out again. It seems like she just said two completely contradictory things. But again, not waiting around as a backup or anything, just putting myself out there.
I appreciate you telling me, and I think I knew that, but was just rolling with the typing, and I apologize. Thank you for putting yourself out there and letting me know. I don't expect to be rushing into anything anytime soon, so if the timing works and I'm ready to pursue, I'll let you know. Thank you again for your maturity and understanding.
Of course, nothing but respect from this side. That's been the goal all along.
So this is like the professional work email of breakups, doesn't it feel like?
It's too pleasant.
Well, it's because they haven't fucked.
Yeah.
Like this is how it goes. This is in a world of no physical anything. They haven't even kissed. This is how there's people break up. Right. Like there's no feelings hurt whatsoever.
It's like, have you seen the movie Pleasantville?
Yes.
It feels like that.
Yeah, it does have that veneer to it, that shine.
Yeah.
It's
very PG.
Very PG and very nice.
So she asks, is there a glimmer of hope for something to continue once he's had time to process, or should she completely abandon ship?
She should completely abandon ship. And not because, like, again, I have to say, not because there's no hope, and then the response is, so there's a chance, you know? Like, it's like, but you should abandon ship because this, it's not worth your headspace.
Well, here's something he said that makes it very obvious that she should abandon ship. He said that he didn't have any romantic feelings.
See,
did he not say that?
Progress this in a romantic manner. See, I read that differently. See, here's what I think happened. If we're going to be Detective J&J, okay?
Yes.
And read into things a little bit more than we have here. Here's what I think happened, because I think it is an important thing what she wrote. Originally, he was bringing a date to the wedding, someone who he'd been seeing for a few months. Things ended, and she canceled the night before the wedding. I don't think she's getting the whole story there. I think, and then she says in the beginning, she's the groom, the bridesmaid. She's her best friend's wedding, and he's the groomsman's best friend. And the bride and groom had wanted us to meet for a while, but he didn't know that, just me. I don't buy that shit.
I don't believe
that
either.
I think this guy knew that the next ship was waiting for him to board at this wedding. So he kicked the girl to the curb that he was seeing because he knew that there would be maybe a fun hookup that could happen at the wedding. Then fun hookup turned into three dates without a kiss and giving each other promise rings. And he was like, I cannot promise anything here. I'm just going to be single because I'm looking to like kind of have fun for a while.
So you think he lied about the girl deciding not to come?
It sounded like she made it sound
like he was dumped.
She made it sound that way. I don't buy it. It's all a little too convenient for me. It's you go to a wedding the night before, like she's just like, I'm out of here. I've had enough of you. From this guy who's been a perfect gentleman at every turn in these interactions. I'm not saying that like he can't be a monster to date after being a perfect gentleman, but it just doesn't track that someone like this who seems so consistent, three dates. You know, try to kiss, but then apologizing that the kiss wasn't really, the timing wasn't right. I don't think he had this, like, you know, Jersey Shore, Ronnie and Sammy relationship leading into this.
Right. So
right?
You think, but I'm saying, so if that's the case, then you're saying he's just not ready to, like, date her seriously or dates anyone seriously.
I don't think he's ready.
Is that what
to
you're saying?
That is what I'm saying. I think it became more serious the more the kiss kept getting pushed off.
Right. But if you're saying that, then if I'm her, I'm like, okay, like, well, when he's ready to date seriously, like, he'll be back.
I think her mountain will always be too high to climb because you have you have the friends in common. They're tiptoeing around. Even when the kiss got brought up, they're like, we want to take things slow because we know we're going to see each other for the rest of our lives because of these friends. So they already use it as an excuse.
Well, that's why I'm kind of feeling like he didn't really feel that much chemistry to be, because he's not saying like, I really felt like this could be something, but I'm just not in that place. He said like, even when she's like, oh, I'm not going to be here, like, I'm not going to be a backup, but also like be here if you change your mind.
Sure.
even when she says that, he's like, I don't expect to be rushing into anything anytime soon. So if the timing works and I feel ready to pursue, like, I'll let you know. Like, it wasn't to me, it was very much like polite. Like, I don't think I could really, like, I don't really see myself like being in a relationship with you. So I'm not going to go down this path.
Totally. And I think it's all because of standards, which is something we talk about all the time in this show. Like, she gave a high standard to meet, which is fine. That's totally cool. But I think, like, to me, he's in a position where, and you said this in the beginning, marry or no.
Right.
Like, they are serious right away if they do anything more. Like, if they kiss. You know, so she's left it. And I don't think this is wrong. I don't think this is wrong at all. This is her standard, and she's allowed to have that, and we can't tell someone how to feel. But I'm like, I just don't think he comes back to her because there's no wiggle. There's no gray area. There's no gray area. And his text read as being like, to me, it read as like, I can't pursue you romantically. Like, romantically, you know what I mean? Like, I have to be so fuck yes about you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You're right. And it's like, I hope she doesn't take that as like to settle. I'm just saying that's why it's going down this way.
Right. Well, I think that's like the real reason I think why she should abandon ship, because I do think that like, if he was like, this is an unbelievable match for me, like I just have to have this right away, or like,
totally,
I don't believe that the like coming out of the other thing and not wanting to like pursue something so quickly is like has nothing to do with it. But I do think that if you meet someone and you feel like the chemistry is so natural and so there, like you would make it work.
But I think that's when she's writing about the three dates in 1 week or whatever it was. That's why that happened, though. I think he really initially thought this will be someone to have fun with, that I've been like teed up by the friends. And then he saw, oh no, this is a much more serious thing than I ever would have thought.
Right. It's not going to be casual.
Not at all. Which is fine. That's her choice.
And I think she actually probably like has now like avoided a much more dramatic, serious situation by doing this. So in some ways, we're making fun of her, like you didn't even kiss, but like another ways, like if that was going to make you feel like a lot more heightened about this whole thing, then you did a great job. Cause he could have easily sent this after you hooked, made out or had sex, and maybe you would have felt worse, and only you would know that.
Totally agree. Yeah. So we end this with an apology. You did a good job. And we're sorry for laughing at the no kiss, but it just felt like a lot. I don't know, but that, but you can, you get your,
we never done a Pleasantville breakup. So
no, we haven't. So there we go.
Into it.
We solved dating again, right, Jordana?
Look at us. We're here every Sunday and Wednesday solving dating. You know, someone's got to do this job and we're here for it.
That's right. We'll be back next week.
Bye.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Maddie Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com. Betches.